Marine Gunnery Sergeant Mark Shepard jerked awake. Disoriented, he lunged for the rifle that wasn't there. He'd forgotten where his body was in time and space. In his head, he was still in Kandahar. "Sir?" asked the bespectacled receptionist, with kind eyes and a marshmallow voice. "Are you all right?" He nodded, blinked, straightened. The psychiatrist's office, like most things military, was clean, efficient, and functional. Metal folding chairs in the lobby instead of plush leather couches. Unadorned white walls instead of framed artwork. Cheap blinds instead of designer drapery. Stained concrete floors polished to a high sheen instead of marble. The austerity suited him. He liked things neat, simple, and uncomplicated. Black and white. Liked having rules to obey, protocol to follow. Liked the reliability of routine, the consistency of chain of command. The military had given him direction when he'd had none, had supplied a wild, undisciplined boy from Kentucky a firm place to land. He'd joined the Marines right out of high school, and for the past 12 years, it had been the only life he'd ever known. But now, the career he thought would last a lifetime had come to an abrupt end. He didn't know how he was going to adjust to the outside world or make peace with his sins. Either way, he couldn't stay in the military. He was no longer the best of the best, and when it came to the Marines, it was either up or out. He tapped his aching knee with the end of his cane, felt a sharp twinge in his lower back. The knee was a constant reminder of his mistakes, the pain a familiar old friend. Definitely out. No further advancement. Not for a busted-up gunny who'd already risen through the ranks faster than most. He'd been lucky that the Marines had let him limp along for the past year while he healed. For that, he was grateful. The door to the psychiatrist's office opened, and a red-haired young man emerged. Dressed in black jeans and a black leather jacket, the kid scurried through the lobby, head down. A sense of inexplicable urgency seized Shepard, wrenched his gut. The kid looked as if he'd gone through the ringer. Blotchy skin, red-rimmed eyes, a runny nose.
"Private,"
Shepard called. The kid stopped, whirled, stared at him with a haunted gaze. Snap saluted.
"Forget that,"
Shepard snorted.
"My gunny days are over."
The kid looked uncertain, darted a glance at the exit.
"Don't run."
Shepard hadn't meant to sound so commanding. Habit. The kid's nose twitched like a frightened rabbit. Driven by impulse, Shepard shuffled to his feet.
"Listen."
Panic flared in the kid's eyes. His chest heaved. Quick as a breath, he jumped forward, planted his palms against Shepard's chest. Shoved. Hard. Jolted, Shepard's full weight landed on his bad leg. He fell back into the chair, grunted at the searing burn.
"Stay away,"
the kid yelled, terror in his eyes.
"You stay away from me."
Shepard raised both hands.
"Whoa, you're here. Now. Maryland."
The kid shook his head, appeared as dazed as Shepard had felt a couple of minutes ago.
"It's okay. It's okay. You're safe,"
Shepard soothed.
"You're home."
"Am I?" The kid swiveled his head, eyes wide.
"Yes. Are you with me?"
The kid swallowed, bobbed his chin.
"Say it." "I'm with you," the kid mumbled. "In Maryland." "Good job, Private."
Shepard wanted to touch him, reassure him, but he didn't dare.
"Whatever is going on, you'll get through this. I promise."
"Yeah." The kid gave a skeptical laugh, his lip curling in a half sneer.
"Any sage advice, Gunny?"
Shepard drilled him with a don't give up stare.
"Survive." "I'm working on it."
The kid ran for the exit.
"Wait."
He stopped, looked back.
"Yeah?"
Shepard reached for his duffel bag, took out a pearl-handled pocket knife and a flat block of cedar wood, extended them toward the kid.
"What's this?" "Take up wood carving."
Shepard nodded.
"It helps."
To his surprise, the kid took the carving supplies.
"You mean like whittling?" "Make something with your hands. Get lost in the art."
The kid fingered the wood.
"I ain't artistic." "It doesn't matter. Make crappy art. You'll get better as you go along."